holding over here the last Amid in Shemitah, Amid and a half. Daf Mem Amid Beis. Holding six lines from the top. Daf Mem Amid Beis, six lines from the top. Amar Abalaza. It's not really a little bit of continuation, but not really that much. We spoke about Shemitah, that if you buy, let's say, lulav or esrig from Shemitah, if you buy a lulav, if you buy, let's say, esrig, so the money that you bought is chal, kedusha shviz, gets kedusha shviz to it, right? It's not only that the esrig fruit itself has kedusha shviz, obviously, it's also the money that you transferred, that you bought the esrig with, that also has kedusha shviz. So now the Gemara is going to declare, how does something else get kedusha shviz? Amar Belaza, ain't Shvius mischalalas eladerech mekach. The only way Shvius Shemitah could transfer over to and it's chal on money or something else is only through buying.
Does the original payer lose it?
No, we'll get to it.
Doesn't that, isn't that what
mischalalas? No, over
means?
Here it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean that. It means how does it transfer over anything? Is only through buying, mekach memka, buying and selling. Rabbi Yechon and Amar, bein derech mekach, bein derech chilul. It could be either or. It could be Sai Mekach, Sai through buying. Sai through Chilul means you just transfer over. You say the Kedusha from these payers should apply on to the money or apply onto whatever it is.
And then they both have it or they both?
They both have it.
The same level?
Yeah.
What do you mean? From a Chalo, then like by the you gave him the money and you transferred
it
out to your
parents
at home. The money loses.
We'll get there. We'll speak about more, how much. We'll see the price and more. But Akapanim, we're saying, okay, we'll see. But Shvi is not like that. We'll see. But anyways, so since Machlokes, how do you transfer it? We know in our mission that it got transferred through selling. So, that's what Belaza says. Rabbi Yechonon says, but it can go through selling or through you by you just talking and saying it should be transferred. My time at the Belaza, what's the reason of Belaza that it can only go through selling? The Siv, it says in the Pasuk, which Nasa Yovel Azais, it says by Yovel and Yovel Shemitah, also the same thing. They have the same Kedusha. The Samachlan, it says next to it, V'chisimkru Mimka, it's a different Pasuk, and it says next to it, so the Smuchem, so the Pasha is Derech Mekach Memka, by through selling. Derech Mekach, V'lai Derech Hill, through selling and not through transferring. What?
Where was the chilul? Where was the
smukh?
I see.
Chisim kru
means through selling it, and then
selling something else. No shach. So that's after the pesukim of shemitah. So mele says smuchem. It's next to shemitah. So we see selling. So that's where it's with dashing such a musig. The dafka through selling is when it can transfer over. Rabbi Yechonon, my time. Rabbi Yechonon says selling or just talking that it could transfer over. How does he know that? The chisiv ki yovel hi kodesh. The pasuk says, "Ki yovel hi kodesh." It's holy. Ma kodesh derech mekach memka, bein derech mekach memka, bein derech mekach, bein derech chilul. Just like by kodesh, transferring over by ma'aser sheni, you could transfer over sai through selling, and sai through by just saying that it should be chal on it. Av shvi is bein derech mekach, bein derech chilul. So too, shmita. That means we're calling it kodesh. So shmita also could be derech mekach and derech chilul. Okay. So that's how you know that it could be Sai. That means Ma'aser Sheni. We know that you want to bring up. You don't want to bring up the fruit to Yerushalayim. You want to bring up the money to Yerushalayim. So you just say this fruit. You want to keep the fruit in Chutzlah. So you say that this fruit should be chal on this money, and the money you're going to bring up to Yerushalayim. You don't need mech memke. You don't need selling. So too Shemitah. It's called Kodesh. The same thing. Zok Gemara. Now what does each one do with each other's drasha? Rabbi Yechonon that says that it can be done through Mekcha Memka and through Chilul Ha'i Simku Kisimku my over there. What did Memka Mekcha what my over there? What does it do with that? So the Mami Bayle Kabeis V'Chanina. He uses Kabeis V'Chanina. The Tanya Hama Beis V'Chanina. Bayurei Kama Kasha Avak Shal Shviz. Look how hard it is if you're just doing Avak from Shviz. If you're just doing the Issa, Avak is always a less of an Issa. Avak Lashon Hara, Avak Ribis. What's Avak Lashon Hara? What's Lashon Hara? Lashon Hara is saying bad about someone, right? What's Avak Lashon Hara?
You say good about him, but you leave out a lot of stuff.
You say, oh, look, there's smoke. Every Friday, there's so much smoke coming out of a chimney. So you really mean to say, you know,
He's a glutton.
He's a who?
A glutton. He likes to eat.
Yeah. But really, you could transfer it for good. You could, you know, it has a good meaning also. Oh, look, he cooks so much for Shabbos. Right? So that's Avak Lashon Hara. Avak Shel Shvius, what's Avak? It means Avak means like a little bit less. What's a little bit less? So we say, the Brai says, Adam Noise, V'noisim V'Peyer Shvius. A person goes and does Schaira, does Mekhamemka with Peyers of Shvius. Now that's not the biggest this. The biggest this is, Ikis is don't plant, don't prune, don't do anything for Shemitah. And you went ahead and you just did Mekhamemka, which is not so bad. Then what's going to end up happening to you, L'seif Meicha Metaltalov as Kalev, you're going to end up selling your belongings. Shenem B'shnasa Yevel Azayis Tashuvu Isha L'chazasa V'samach Lei, that's over there with selling, V'chisamach Lei, V'chisim Kiyo Mimka La'misach, you're going to end up selling your servant, your slaves, and you're going to end up selling your own Metaltalim. So that's why, because you did Avaka Shel Shvius, you end up doing business through Shvius, you're going to end up selling your own Metaltalim. It's a cow.
What's wrong with it? You're
what's wrong with what?
We're doing business with Paris Fields.
No, if you're doing real business, that's for sure. Awesome. But here we're talking about even if not real business, here like our Mishnah said, you're selling because we were worried that you're going to keep it there, so we learned earlier. We're worried that you're going to keep it and you're going to end up.
For later, but as long as you use the money B'Kodesh,
that's okay.
That's fine.
That's okay. That's no, but there's another. No, there's no. It's to do Schaira. You're not ahead to do Schaira. You're not allowed to do real business. Because it's only meant for achla, it's only meant for eating.
Real business. What's the difference between real business and buying and selling?
Wholesale.
Right, yeah. If you're just doing like we said, you're allowed to sell one and just have some money for it, right? And you'll have it mazon shel sedus, whatever it is. But over here, but there's an issed, but there's still asset because we're worried you might keep it for later. Then there's a real issed of schayer because right. Then there's a real issed of schayer of doing something that because we lachem la'achla b'lo l'schayer, that it was made for eating. Rabbi Loza, high crowd, Rabbi Echad Amaya, Rabbi Loza that says that only through that only way shvius could transfer over is only through selling. So what does he do? Ki yovel he kaidesh. Kaidesh, he dashin that kaidesh is similar to any other kaidesh. Zakti Gemara, mi bayalei lechadetanya ki yovel he kaidesh. Ma kaidesh typhus as damav. Just like Kaidesh, Maisa Sheni, is Chal, the Damav, it transfers over to money. Abshviyas, the Fesis, is the mess. He tells you, the Ika Halacha, that where do you know B'chlal that you could transfer over with money? From here you see that you could transfer over with money. So too Shemitah can be transferred over with money. Tani Kavasa Beloza, the Tani Kavasa Rabbi Yechana. We have a riot to Rabbi Yechana, Rabbi Yechana. Tani Kavasa Beloza, that it can only be transferred over with through business, through dealing. It says, Shvi is Taifesis as the Ma'am, Shemitah is Taifis, it's money. Which means the money it can be transferred over. Shnemek Yevali Kaidish Tielachem. Ma Kaidish Taifis as Damav, just like Kaidish, it can be transferred over money. But also, Av Shvi is Taifesis the Ma'am, Vasura. So too, Shemitah can be transferred over the money, it's also. E Ma Kaidish Taifis Damav, Yaitza Lechulin. If you're going to say, if you're comparing it to Kaidish, to Ma'isa Shani, so you would think, just like Ma'isa Shani, like you were saying before, it When you transfer over to the money, now the fruit can be eaten for whatever you want. Avshviyas teifes as damav v'yetzel chulin. So too shmita, it should be teifes as damav and go out to chulin, and the money, the fruit that you have should go to chulin. It shouldn't have kedusha to it. Talmud loy matia ba'av yosei tei. No, the kedusha stays. Shmita is different than ma'aser sheni. By ma'aser sheni, the kedusha leaves it and it transferred over to the money, and now the money is kedusha. By Shvius, it stays. Okay, it's that. How does it happen? Lokach peyer Shvius, the peyer Shvius, baser. Elu ve'elu mizbarin. If you bought with peyer Shvius meat, both of them need beer. Both of them have kedusha Shvius. Mizbarin Shvius. Lokach be'baser dogim. If you went and bought from that meat,
you should eat it and not do business.
Eat it, and also by the end of this man, you have to burn it, whatever, get rid of it.
But it could be used.
Yeah, sure,
it could
be used. It swaps, but it gets the same halacha. Yeah. But let's say you bought from basa, from meat now, from this meat, you bought fish. Yatza basa, v'nichnasu dagim. The basa gets transferred over, and the dagim now stays. That means it doesn't stay forever. Just the thing itself, the pears itself, have kedusha shemitah, and the last thing that was left of it. Yatsa basa, the meat leaves its kedusha shmita. V'nichesu dagim, and the fish get it. Lokach b'dagim yayin. If now you went and bought from this fish wine, yatsu dagim v'nichesu yayin. The dagim leave and the yayin come in. Lokach b'yayin shemen. Yatsu yayin v'nichesu shemen. Okay, it's then achrei nichnas b'shvius. The last product has kedusha shvius. U'priyatz my aser. And the fruit itself,
the original fruit
is us. That means the original, the first and the last, have Kedusha Shemitah, the ones in between, lose it. Why? So where do you see? Because the Pasuk says, Tia bav yaseh tei, it should always be Kaddish. What's that? The original fruit. Nichnes b'shviz, okay, it said, achen achen nichnes b'shviz, upi atzmei us.
Has bav yaseh tei mean the original fruit?
So once
something already became kaddish, once something already became shviz, why would I think what this only insinuates that you have to keep that if there's kedusha already there, it stays there. How does it tell you that if kedusha can go away?
It doesn't tell you.
So then why does the second one lose it?
Because
once you bought basra and you're transferring it to dogim, why do you lose it?
It loses it because it doesn't say that it does.
And b'vaseh tehei.
But b'vaseh tehei just means on the payers itself, tia, what it was, should always be. But maybe when it transfers, it doesn't have that halacha. So now, midiktani, so we didn't see anything like a balaz. Midiktani, lokach, the whole time it's saying you bought. It doesn't say you just said that it should transfer over from meat to fish. You have to buy the meat and transfer over, and then buy the fish and make it. So, alma derech mekach and derech chidaloi. So you see through buying and not through just saying it. Would transfer over. So that's right to have a lazer. Tani kvasa Rabbi Yechanan.
So the second, it's only the original.
Yeah, that what stays. But we're just saying, aga, what we see from here is that.
Lekicha,
not chilo, not just by talking. That's aga in the Brisa. The Brisa is always using transfer.
The second thing, by chilo, the second thing never becomes.
It does become kaddish, but we're just saying the whole brayso we see lakach b'yayin, lakach b'dag, lakach b'shemen. Why lakach?
Right.
Let it just say that you use pada.
The way to accomplish it is only by mekach memka, and not by just saying
way to accomplish what?
That it should be transferred from the original pre to the next and the next.
So that even Malakach, the original pre, retains its kedusha.
No,
the issue is
but how does the second one get it?
The second gets it only through Lakach.
And not through her. And not through.
The only time the next transfer gets it
is only through.
Yeah, look. One could also be transferred.
One could also be transferred. Everything can be transferred, but it's going to lose it if it doesn't stay by the last owner. But
why can't it be through? First one already was.
You say everything. Nothing. There's no such thing. By Shemitah, there's no such thing as just saying it. It has to be through buying.
Which is a kula, really. Right?
Kula or
you make a barter. You barter Paris with Basar. The Basar never gets anything.
Never gets good shoes, yeah.
So he's
Mika. Yeah.
Or the original one doesn't lose it. So it's
The original doesn't lose the coin of Allah either.
No, but the second one.
By the
second to the third.
No, yeah. Once you pass the first one.
Once you pass the first one, then it loses.
If
you do three,
you
need three.
You
did three.
Three
items. Yeah. Two straights. Yeah. Zakti Maratani Kavasa Abyechan will be right Abyechan and there. It does work through Chilul. Why? Because it says Echad Shviz Echad Maisa Sheni Sai Shemitah products and Sai Maisa Sheni Mischal Na Behema Chaya Va'oif. It can be Mechulul. It can work on Behema Chaya Va'oif. Bein Chaya and Bein Shrutin. Sai if the Behema is alive. Sai if the Behema is dead. It transfers over. Dibber Meva Chamayim Al Shrutin Mischal and Al Chaya Ne Mischal. Only on a dead animal, but not on a live animal. Why? Shema Yigdal Mehen Adarim. Because maybe they're going to wait. You're going to wait till they have children. So you're going to end up prolonging, let's say, the Gabi Maisa. Maisa, we know the first and second year goes to Maisa Ani. The third year goes to Maisa Shani, I'm sorry. The third year goes to Maisa. And we want that every year should be within. So if you're going to have the animal live longer, it's a fruit normally rots. There's no problem. But here, it's going to be a live animal. You're going to end up leaving it longer, and we're worried that you're going to end up pushing it off, and so too by Shemitah.
The problem is a behema has the pre, it has descendants.
So the problem is, you cops tell us for one behemoth, I don't want to keep you because you want to have 100.
100, yeah, okay.
So why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan hold this?
What?
Why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan, why doesn't he hold this way? Knowing that it's going to be prolonged and prolonged and prolonged, then you're not going to get...
You mean, why doesn't Rabbi Meir hold it? He doesn't...
No, Rabbi Meir, I understand.
Yeah. Why no, the Chum, you understand. Why doesn't Rabbi Meir hold it? Rabbi Meir.
No, so, he... Why...
Rami is the one that doesn't hold it. Right?
Oh, yeah.
No, so the answer to that is because he's not chayshish. You know the halacha, and you're going to watch it. You're going to make sure.
Okay.
You get rid of it.
Okay,
so now, but what do you see for Rami Yochanan? And you see that mischalim, nothing to do with business, nothing to do with Mekka Chamemka, it just transfers over by itself. That's this b'raisa like Rami Yochanan. It works through chilul, you don't have to buy it. This machlaikis of a man, the chacham is bizchar, is talking about a zacha. Avo ben Akevis, but by this Divya Hakala, al shchut in Mischalan, al chayin in Mischalan. But by a woman, animal, in a keva, over there, everyone agrees that you can't have a live animal. Why? Because like Rav Mazel was saying, that you're going to go ahead and you're going to want to have it for having children. So you're going to keep it longer. By Zachar, okay, big deal, you can't have any kids. But by a keva, you can have children, so you're going to want to keep it, and we don't want you to come on to keep Shemitah. Zot ma'avait. Amr Avashi. Machlaikis bepirisha. This machlaikis that we had in Balaza and Abyechana. If Shvius is mischala through Mekach or Memka or not, or is it mischala also through talking to Ptia, that machlaikis is only bepirisha. Right? The machlaikis of the beginning, what we started today, is only bepirisha. Avo bepirisheni divihakal. By the second fruit, everyone agrees, Bein derech mekach, bein derech chilo. You say, Sa'ay through mekach, sa'ay through chilo. It's only the first fruit that needs to be done that. In fact, the Gemara, Aiva, Ktani, Lokach, Lokach, the whole breast that we put a raya, it said Lokach, 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 it said buying. That was the raya. The second one to the third one always said Lokach. So that was the raya. And for the Gemara, I did the Tana Reisha Lokach, Tana Nami Seifa Lokach. Since it says, the Reisha Lokach, so too, the Sefer says, Osa Lakach. But really, the second time doesn't need to buy. So the Gemara, Eser, Avinu Levashi. Avinu Hester Levashi, Mishu Yesh Lei Sela Shal Shviyas. It says, if someone has a coin of Shemitah, Ubikish, Likach Bei Chalok, and he wants to buy a sweater with it. Now, you're not allowed to transfer it into clothing. Why? Because over there, we're definitely worried that it says, La'ach Levalei Deschaya, and that stays for a long time. It doesn't get you, it doesn't rat. So, Mela, we don't let you buy clothing with it. So, what do you do?
Even if it would rat, it's not lachla, no?
Oh, yeah. It's not lachla, it doesn't stay fair, but it's just. Ketzel Yasi, Yelech Ein Tzachen Vini Aryagalat. So, you go to a store owner that's used to you, that's friendly with you. Vayim Eloi, and you tell him, Tenli Besela Peyers. Give me with this Sela fruit. V'naiselai. And you give it to him. V'chayze Vayim Eloi. And then you say, you give it back the fruit and you say, this fruit should be to you to matana. So he says, okay, take back this seller matana. Now you can do whatever you want with this seller. So you got rid of the Kedusha Shvius through making this joke.
Through a gift.
Through a gift, exactly. I have a hachad appreciate you, Viktani derech mekach. This is appreciate you. Why? Because the seller is appreciate you. Obviously, what happens? You have paid a shemitah. You transferred it over to the seller, right? So that's the second one. Then you want to buy with this seller.
You're already going with the seller of paid shvius.
Yeah, obviously. So the seller is the second one,
right?
Is the coin? Right. Now you went ahead and you took the coin and you wanted to buy a coat with it. So you have to do it through Mekach HaMemka. You buy it, the fruit, and you made one big joke of it. You bought the fruit, and you gave it to him.
Could he just give him the seller, and then the guy says, oh, here's a gift, give the seller back.
No. It has to be that you did it through Mekach HaMemka. So what do you see? Havahacha depreshenu v'ktani derech HaMekach.
Why? Because
you always need through Mekach. Through buying, not through just transferring. So that's the right effect. The Gemara, here's the pre-shayni, the second fruit, and you see derech mekach and derech chilaloi. So you see, even the second fruit, the second transfer needs to work through Okay. Buying and selling, right. And not through.
But now that's the third. Now that's the third, and then you can give it away, and then he gives you the seller back. Or that
no, but it doesn't. But right,
it doesn't stick right. Past
exactly. So what do we see? We see that even the second one has to be through Mekach. Why are you telling me that through the second one everyone agrees doesn't need through Mekach? You see, it does. Elam Rav Hashi, Machlekes Rishayni. No, the Machlekes is by the second one. Al Pirishin Devehakel Derech Mekachin Derech Chiluloi. The first fruit, everyone agrees, even Rabbi Yechanan agrees, it only can be through Mekach and not through Chilu. We're just going to finish the mission because it's hard to continue. This is the middle of a Shaka V'tayin. Zok to Gemara. V'ho diktani echad shviyiz v'echad meisr sheni. Ma shviyiz d'ami. D'mei shviyiz. D'ilo etei ma'ochi. One second. So let's just continue. So what are we saying? We're saying that the machlokes was only by the second transfer and not by the first transfer. By the first transfer, everyone agrees that it has to be through Mekach HaMemka. In fact, the Gemara, V'ho diktani, Echad Shviyiz V'Echad Ma'aseh Sheni. I, we said in the Braisa, when we brought a Raya to Rabbi Yochanan, we said Shai Shviyiz Tzai Ma'aseh Sheni works through Chilul. Right? So that's the Chayiv in the first one. Even Pirishin. So like tomorrow, my Shviyiz, Tvei Shviyiz. What does Shviyiz mean? The money of Shemitah. It doesn't say Pri. So it says, what are we talking about? It means the money of Shemitah. The Eloi Teimach, if you're not going to say this, Maisa, Maisa, Mamish, if you're going to say we're talking about literally the fruit of Maisa, V'achsi V'chzata Kesa B'yadecha, it says V'chzata Kesa B'yadecha, that it's not Mishal, only Nehem Atbeya, something which has a Tzura, and doesn't say that in the Braisa. Ela D'mei Maisa, Achanami D'mei Shviyiz. Over there we're talking about the money of Maisa, which is already the second transfer. So too, over here we're talking about D'mei Shviyiz, which is the second transfer, not the first one, and therefore, but the first one, everyone agrees, has to be through Derech Mekach, Umemka. It can't be through Derech Hillel. Got it?